USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Wall Street closed with stocks mixed as fears of a banking crisis rise. Although down more than 650 points at times today, the Dow closed down just 250. The S&P 500 fell 27. The Nasdaq gained 5 points. President Biden has laid out his plans to lower prescription drug costs. Speaking to healthcare professionals in Las Vegas, Biden said provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act are starting to take effect, including capping the cost of insulin at $35 for seniors on Medicare.
For seniors on fixed income who often need expensive medications to stay healthy, the constant question is, can they pay for the medications? Can they pay the bills without giving up the important elements of their life?
He said his proposed budget would cap the cost of insulin for all Americans and expand the Affordable Care Act. It wasn't done on purpose. That's what the State Department is saying about a Russian jet crashing into and destroying a U.S. drone over the Black Sea. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
Probably was the result of profound incompetence on the part of one of these Russian pilots.
Price went on to say,
this was an unsafe and unprofessional incident that was also tinged with incompetence.
Russia has denied its aircraft collided with the drone. Some California residents are being warned to avoid flooded roadways after another atmospheric river dumped rain on the state.
If you guys see water, see any lawless, just turn around and find another route, but don't go through the water.
That's Riverside County Fire Department Captain Danny Williams. Emergency crews across the state have responded to numerous water rescues, and there's already been several fatalities this year due to cars being submerged in water. A new poll shows former President Trump with a commanding lead in the 2024 Republican presidential primary. He gets 46% support from GOP and GOP-leaning voters in the latest Quinnipiac University poll. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has 32%, even though he hasn't officially announced. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been accused of violating several ethics laws. A letter was sent to the Florida Commission on Ethics by a political action committee dedicated to former President Trump. They allege DeSantis is taking advantage of campaign contributions despite the fact he's not announced he's running for president. Under Florida law, elected officials must resign from office before running for president. Concern over the strength of the banking sector is causing Goldman Sachs to lower its 2023 economic growth forecast to 1.2%. That's a drop of 0.3 percentage point. They anticipate smaller banks will try to preserve liquidity and that a pullback in lending will result in a tightening of bank lending standards. A congressional hearing at the U.S.-Mexico border today was Republicans only. Democrats boycotted the hearing being held by the House Homeland Security Committee, saying the GOP is trying to score political points by holding hearings outside of Washington. The madness in March is not just for basketball.
March Madness, not just about basketball anymore. One company wants you to think of its product when you think of the big basketball month. Coors Light, the makers of beer, have a very special limited-run beer-flavored popsicle. That's right, it's non-alcoholic, and they say it tastes like real beer. It'll come in a tube like an Otter Pop, and will be available only for a limited time and only during March Madness. So while you're cracking a few cold ones watching the games, you can let the kids unwrap a frozen one to enjoy the madness with you. I'm Skip Kelly.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.